EMW.
All right, good morning. Double sticks today, February 11th. Got sunshine and 22 degrees where we're at right now. Day of Hearts coming up, Giving Hearts Day tomorrow. And we're in here to, we're going to kind of discuss that on the journey today with Colette Barton. We're talking love today. And Big Red Hearts, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Oh, it's always good to see you.
What are we going on? Because like 2 seconds before I opened this microphone, I looked at Colette and said, what are we talking about? And you just said love. And it's like, well, that covers quite a bit.
It does. It's big and broad. But we're in the month of February. And what do we think about in February? We think, besides the groundhog, we think about Valentine's Day. We think about the love. And when we have love, and then when we have loss, the love transitions into the ache of absence, mm-hmm. the missing a person. And so we're, you know, as people are celebrating the month of love and give the roses and get the presents and, you know, share the treats and do all of the things, it also can lend itself to pause and remember and reflect about the things that you love and still love about the person that isn't here next to you, that isn't, that you're not able to buy those roses for or to give that box of chocolates to. And so sometimes folks, you know, will talk about their sorrow in missing their person. And I kind of translate that into the love that you had and the love that you experienced with that person. Your sorrow will be deep. There will be some despair. And those are big, hard words, but that's the truth of where your love might take you in missing that person, in missing the experiences that you had, in remembering and reflecting about the memories that you made, but you're not making more memories. And so as we look to Valentine's, it doesn't have to be one of those things that we look at and fill in complete sadness. We can also celebrate the love that we've experienced in having those people in our lives and what they brought into, and take the pause, because Valentine's Day then can be intentional pause to remember how much they brought into our lives and what we loved about them and what their love brought out in us.
And it is kind of, you know, you mentioned that, it is kind of a parallel chorus. The depth, you know, sometimes of your sorrow kind of reveals the depth of the joy that you felt being with that person too. So it does kind of run hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Am I right on the right track there?
Absolutely. Okay. That is exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for the sorrow and the, you know, sadness that we feel in missing our people, there also is that joy and the blessing of the love that we got to experience with them and what they brought into our lives and what we brought into theirs.
When do we get out of the shadows? You know, a lot of times we, you know, grief, we perceive that as kind of a shadow. At least I do.
Absolutely.
You know, and when do we step out of that, and when is there light to that grief? That's a big question.
That is a really big question. And, you know, the thing is with grief, time loses its essence of the linear in this time, you know, in two hours, in 5 years, in 12 years, whatever, that I'm going to walk out some magical door and I'm going to feel differently and I'm not going to be grieving. And it really doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even when we lose someone, when I talk with folks, they'll say, you know, I'm right there where it's been 20 years since my mom's been gone. I can remember it like yesterday. And I say, it's a minute and 1,000 years all at the same time, because time loses that capacity of what we are usually used to engaging time in, because our heart is still aching. But I think with grief, my perspective would be, in the journey, at each step that you take, and so there isn't a prescribed time that it transforms and changes, and then sometimes slips a little back, but it's the movement, the onward,
yeah,
of the steps that you take on the journey. And so there will be times where you'll feel like, wow, I'm navigating this really well, or it's been this many years or this much time, and this is what has changed. The grief doesn't change in size. It doesn't shrink down. We build our life around it. And how we build our life around it depends on each individual person and their own circumstances. So sometimes our life will get really big around our grief, and it'll feel like the grief is the same size. If you think of it as a tennis ball and you build your life around it, but there's times it'll shrink back. some circumstance, loss of health, those kinds of things.
When did you notice, or what were some of the things? Was it an epiphany? Because like you say, you don't just magically walk out the door. When did you start to notice that your grief was getting to be navigable, that you could get through it?
You know, my personal story, I'll speak to when I lost my husband. You know, I feel like I was navigating life. I had kids at home. I was living life. I was doing what moms should do and not, you know, probably at optimal. But it was actually probably year five that I've kind of felt like, and I can't even tell you, people have asked and I'm like, I can't even pinpoint, but year five felt like I walked into a different place just in myself and was like, I feel like I'm really, really living, like I'm really re-engaging. And I feel like I was engaging all up to that point, but it just continues. But there's moments. A couple weeks ago, had a moment where I threw the best pity party for a day, and I just allowed myself to be in it. And there was no reason why. There wasn't anything that would have been a preceptor to that or any reason. It was just a hard day for whatever reason. So that's grief.
That is grief. I knew I was navigating when the laughter started. That was a healthy sign that, okay, I've kind of navigated myself through some rough waters. And then when I look back on it, you know, there's more laughter now than there is that sting, you know.
Sure.
I mean, it's still there.
Absolutely.
But again, it's not covered. It's not a denial thing. I look at different situations and different times and different aspects of my relationship and the depths of those relationships, which we were talking about. And I just start laughing. I think of things that just, you know, set us both off, you know, laughing. And so the laughter comes back, and I find that almost on a daily basis, you know. So, yeah, some healthy navigation.
Yeah, and I think about when you bring up the laughter part, you know, again, you can have had moments where you probably laughed, you know, in that time span before.
Yeah.
But the laugh has a different essence of joy.
That's right. That's right. It does. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a different kind of humor to it.
Yep.
That I appreciate.
And it's in that joy, like the joy of being alive and living again.
And I had that, you know, whereas if those people weren't around, I never would have experienced that. So get what you're saying. Well, happy Giving Hearts Day tomorrow.
It is Giving Hearts Day tomorrow.
It is Giving Hearts Day tomorrow.
Another opportunity for people to just jump in both feet to support and love on those organizations that are doing such phenomenal work in our community.
Absolutely. Colette Barton, we're talking The Journey. We do this second Wednesday of every month. Good to have you in. We'll look forward to our chat in March.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. 918 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.